This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Did you see that the wet winter in the West is producing a super bloom of wildflowers in normally arid Death Valley, California? So I'm going with my camera, and I happen to mention this to Mark Orlowski, who's always a fountain of information on getting travel deals. And Mark asks, where are you getting your rental car? And I say, I don't know, I'm getting a rental car. And he says, don't be an idiot. And I say, somebody hit record on this guy.
You know, when I plan a trip, you know, I want to always shop around for the best price. So in your case, I looked up from the major companies. The cheapest is Alamo at $87, and Hertz is the most expensive at $111. But, you know, if you look at some other websites, I searched around for maybe even less than 5 minutes, and I found that Costco was offering the identical car from Alamo for $66 instead. So that's a $21 savings. Although the lesson here really is you should shop around, look at different websites. Another one I looked at for you is AutoSlash, which actually will automatically monitor your existing rental car reservation and email you as soon as they find a cheaper price. That one actually saved me hundreds of dollars over the last couple of years.
All right, AutoSlash. If you're just browsing for prices, comparison shopping, what are some of your go-to sites?
You know, Kayak is a really good choice. They truly try to consolidate and track all those regularly available prices. And, you know, you normally think there's 10 different rental car companies. And this is sort of an interesting thing that most people don't know. According to the Federal Trade Commission, 98% of the airport rental car business is controlled by just three companies, Avis, Enterprise, and Hertz. Even, you know, one brand might have a significantly lower price. They're not all the same. And also the quality of the cars sometimes vary as well.
What were you telling me that actually there's some upstarts here?
There's a fun one called Flight Car, which actually invites people to leave their personal car with them, and then they turn around and rent it out to other people. And as a result, you get free parking when you drive to the airport rather than having to pay parking fees, and you get a little bit of a cut of the rental revenue. There's another one called Turo, which is basically there's thousands of rental cars on this site. It's also all rented by private individuals. And so, you know, if you've always wanted to, let's say, drive a Tesla for a day, or maybe the latest BMW or Mercedes, that's a really nice one and a great way to rent cars you might not find on the Avis or Enterprise or Hertz lot.
And then what's this on the list? Silver car?
They exclusively rent practically brand new Audi A4s in the color silver. They also throw in built-in GPS, free Wi-Fi in the car, satellite radio, and also no hidden gotcha fees, say, on refueling or tolls.
Ooh, look at this. They do rent in Las Vegas. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome, David.
Mark Orlowski has a day job as head of the Sustainable Endowments Institute, but he travels a lot and tries to keep his costs down. Mark, thank you.
You're welcome, David.